B-Pod Studios.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Got your Jonas Brothers tickets coming up at 7:50 this hour.
But first, let's welcome Amber. Amber from Charlotte, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show.
Hi.
Hey, Amber. You sent us a DM yesterday. She's one of the many people who follow us on our Instagram, at the MRL Show. And you DM'd us, and you said, you told us that you're getting married on the 23rd of this month, so congratulations.
Thank you so much. We're excited.
But there's a stipulation.
There is.
What's your mother-in-law laying on you?
What's the problem here?
All right. So here's the thing. We have everything lined up. We're all set. We're all good. My fiance and I, we have everything lined up. And all of a sudden, my mother-in-law says that she has a stipulation. And I'm like, okay, what's that?
Okay.
Well, there's this thing called the mile rule. And she doesn't want me to move more than a mile away.
A mile away from the city?
Like a mile away from her, like from where she lives. And so she was telling me, like, you know, I mean, I really like her and I enjoy being around her. And she was like, I'm sure that, you know, Jack told you about the mile rule. And I'm like, no, he didn't say anything about that. And then she's telling me, like, you know, I mean, I need to be there for the grandkids. And I'm like, grandkids? We're not even... That is not in the picture right now. You know, I mean, we've been engaged for a year, and I've actually moved to Charlotte like 3 years ago.
Okay.
And I love it. She lives in Gaston County. Like,
hey, we love the gas house.
Yeah, Gastonia is great.
Okay. I don't, I mean, no offense to anyone that lives there. I just, like, you know, I like Charlotte.
All right, here's what I'm vibing.
But she's joking, right? Like, the mom's joking.
Oh, I don't think she's joking. I think this is a real thing.
It is not a joke. Like, I really thought it was. I thought, like, wait, that's just... I mean, for how great she is, like, this is like a... Hold up! What?
Yeah, but if I could just interject for 1 second, here's what I'm vibing. As soon as you talk to me, that's not Jack's rule. Your fiance, and Jack's probably not okay with it. This is his mom's rule, and Jack didn't tell you because Jack's like, we need to handle that like when we get there.
But isn't there something that's like, it's a very Southern thing? Now, I'm from Pennsylvania, so I don't, all of our family lived all over the place. But isn't there something where like families live on the land and they all live kind
within
of
a holler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my parents, the whole family lives in a holler. We got my mom and dad. Behind my mom and dad is her sister. And then I got one of my cousins back there. And then I got my other aunt and uncle back there.
Anyone live on the driveway?
Yeah, I mean, it's like 60 acres of nothing but our family.
And it's way too close.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's woods. You can't see them, you know, but you could yell.
What's the reason, though? Like, what would be the reason why Amber's mother-in-law would want them to be within a mile? I mean, there's cars.
She's got the kids.
I'm sure, like, my parents, my mom, I mean, because they got a bunch of land. And I bet my parents' perfect dream is that my sister builds a house on the land, and then I build a house on the land, and we all live on this massive compound of family.
The brown pound.
The brown pound. And then nobody ever leaves the mountain, you know. But
brown town.
Yeah. That's not a good last name for it. Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's take some phone calls. Amber is on the phone with us. Maybe you could give her a little advice on how to handle a mother-in-law. Because, like you said, there's no other issues. She just all of a sudden laid this on you that, hey, you can't move within a mile away from me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Yeah, I need help.
A mile is pretty close.
Yeah. I remember when my mom was looking at places here in Charlotte before they decided on where they were building, like, she would look at how far the distance was between our old house and, like, where she was looking. And her, if it was too close, her boyfriend was like, no, I think maybe we'll look somewhere else. Even they knew that, like,
separation.
Needs to be a little separation.
980 said, texted in and said, oh, hell no, marry him, but put that woman in her place.
I got the perfect excuse, Amber. Okay. If you're going to live within a mile from her, if there's ever a really bad storm to go through Gastonia and her power goes out, if you're within a mile, your power is going to go out too. So you say, hey, you know, for the grandbabies, and she's still thinking about these grandbabies, I'll live a little outside of your power grid. So in the event that your power goes down, you can come with us.
And by a little outside, I mean I'll be on the other side of Charlotte.
I fixed everything.
Roy with the power grid answer. And maybe Duke Energy can help you with some sort of PowerPoint. 704-570-9595. We have a couple lines open. If you want to give Amber some advice, how do you handle a mother-in-law who says, hey, you can't move within a mile from here? And you don't want to, like, you have to understand that your fiance and your mom, I guess, are pretty tight, right?
Yeah,
so he wants to, he doesn't want to make waves with her. I mean, so many people are texting in. Someone says that we live behind our grandpa and my in-laws, and my husband and I share the same driveway. We live 700 feet from each other with no issues.
So close.
Well, I don't think there's any issues with my family, how everybody lives all in the same 60 acres. But that's all they've pretty much done. The family has owned all these acres, and then they just, you know, allot 9 acres for you, and 2 acres for you.
I mean, that's kind of nice, but...
Yeah.
Amber, I imagine you work uptown? Or near uptown? Yeah, so somebody said use that as your excuse?
Yeah.
I just think, like, right now Charlotte is the place to be. I don't want to live, like, on land right now.
Well, maybe Peyton from Taylorsville can help you out. What do you think, Taylor? I mean, Peyton.
Hey, so, like I said, my grandpa lives in front of us on the same piece of land, and then I actually share a driveway with my in-laws. We live 700 feet from each other. But it's actually nice because I have 2 kids. And if I need them, you know, they're right there. And my mother-in-law actually keeps them while I go work during the day.
There you go. Built-in babysitting, Amber.
That is nice. We're just not thinking about kids right now. Yeah.
Well, maybe, is there a conversation that you can have with her? And, like, maybe there's a compromise where you say, well, you know, maybe we'll move closer when we have kids, and then you just kind of keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off.
Alice and Charlotte.
Not the kids, they're just moving.
Right. Alice and Charlotte, what do you think?
Well, I think that maybe she can handle it as diplomatically as possible, because she is going to have to live with a mother-in-law. But talk to the fiancé, find out what his thoughts are. Talk to the mother-in-law. When did this one-mile rule come up? And maybe it's antiquated. Maybe they don't live on a compound. Maybe they don't have all that land. And in the end, maybe it's just not appropriate for 2019, and everybody can come to some understanding.
Yeah.
Thanks, Alice. What do you think of that, Amber?
Yeah, I do like that.
Either way, there's going to be a confrontation. There's no way this ends without somebody saying something.
I knew this was coming. Listen to Cindy.
All right, Cindy and Hudson, go ahead.
Her fiance needs to put on his big boy breeches. And put his mama in her place.
So I was just about to say, I think you got to get the fiance involved here.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, he's never going to, like, quote unquote, put mama in her place. But at least if you have some backup, then you can fight the good fight.
Yeah, and then instead of saying, you know, well, Amber doesn't want to do it, he could be like, you know, it's just not good for us,
right,
Mom. We can't do that. Right, it should not be on her.
Thanks, Cindy. Hey, look at it this way, too, Amber. If you move to Gaston County and you live out on the land, you get to listen to us on your commute to uptown every day. And
cheaper taxes.
We'll do Under the Sea every day if you want.
Oh, my.
All right, well,
I appreciate that so much.
Congratulations on your wedding. We got to run. We're up against the clock, but we do wish you the best on your wedding, and good luck with your mother-in-law. Hopefully, you got to get your fiance involved.
I appreciate all your help, yes.
Okay. All right, thanks, Amber. There's Amber. See, DM us, and we'll put you right on the radio.
Right.
You get free advice. Why pay an expert when you can get free advice from us?
power grids.
That was so funny.
The most idiotic.
That was unqualified advice for sure.
So anyway, Meemaw, here is the power grids of Charlotte. If the electricity goes out and we're all on the same land, we ain't going to live.
And you know what? We probably shouldn't be in the next one over anyway, right? Because they're all kind of attached, so.
And look at this FEMA center, okay? In a bit of a disaster. Okay, sorry.
Funny.
Lorraine, what you got coming up in the dirt?
All right, so Angelina Jolie, she was evacuated from a movie set because of a bomb. I'll get you all caught up on what happened in 10 minutes in the dirty.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.